Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, PA, he's rough, he's tough, he's ready, he's all the man you will ever need. I present to you the one and only Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast.
Yeah, man, I'm set.
All right.
3, 2, 1. We're live, Mr. National.
We are live and in living color. And we're back, baby. We are back. I'm Mr. National, the Foth. For all those
unaware. What is Foth? Fill us in. Give us an ID on that.
All right. Yeah, because there was a lot of.
What is Foth? Who is the Foth?
Why don't The Foth is F-O-T-H, the face of the hobby, okay? That's what that stands for. And then back in 2013 or whatever that year was when I was inducted into the Miniature Football Coaches Hall of Fame, the banner and all the memorabilia said, the Foth is in the hall. The Foth is in the hall. but that's the face of the hobby. That was like a moniker created by Don Smith many, many years ago. I mean, it has been a long run. It still goes. I mean, I travel to all these EF events, never to play, just to show up and fellowship. So,
I think maybe you have misconstrued what the Foth means.
Oh, okay. Tell me about it. You know?
I've just been wondering about this since I've come to know you. I think you're under the impression that like you're an ambassador for the game, like mm-hmm. you're like the face of the hobby. Like
that's what they say. Right.
Did you ever happen to think that maybe, like, nobody else quite... There's a lot of us ugly goons that play this game. none of us are so pretty, you know what I mean? But you have the face.
Well, I would never looked at it like that because it's all men. So, I mean, I don't know if anybody's going... You gotta have a hairy set of balls to go up to another man like, dude, you are one handsome looking dude. You know, you gotta have some hair on your ass to say that and, you know, and be taken the right way. So, you know.
All right, I better drop that then.
No, it's all good. But first coming in, that was the nickname given in the world of electric football. I was known as the pretty boy. And still to this day, Cleon out in L.A., well, lives in San Diego, part of LAF League, he calls me Pretty Boy to this day. Mm-hmm. Pretty Boy. Pretty, you right. know, so when
There's
I came
a lot,
in,
a lot,
you know,
a lot of nicknames, too, all around the country.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, football. I do. Yeah, it is. And I have more probably than anybody. Pretty Boy, the Gamesman, National, the Fall, you know, so the face of the hobby. In one, that, you know, the national one. So, it's been a run, and it's time to hand it over. You know,
to a new face.
Well, it's like Ken Allen poetically said in that post. There's a lot of people now. It's
right.
It's a lot of people taking over, but a lot of people mentioned those are the guys that's just doing the stuff for the TOC event. Those, you know, Brandon and Rafiq and all those guys and our boys Gridiron, they are more like they do the TOC stuff. You know, they promote that.
Right.
I've promoted the actual game, you know, from going to the toy fair with Tudor Games, being displaying the game. I guess I forget the word they use. The title I had on the thing, but I was like a demonstrator.
Right.
You know, people would come up, I'll be playing the game, setting up plays, okay? Along with Paul Gardner and Baz Allen and Smokestack and a couple other guys, we went to New York in Bryant Park, like on a couple occasions. in the middle of a park, we set up electric football games, and we balled out and we played. You know, that was something that I hooked up. I've also, in the King of Prussia Mall, when I was working out there, it was a sports memorabilia shop, and I went to the manager, and I was like, dude, what do you think of me coming in with a couple board games and playing electric football? And I had my Tweak magazines and some of the – he was like, you know, he couldn't believe it. He's like, man, they still play? I was like, yeah, I might have a couple guys. He loved it. We had his name is slipping me. What? Not Roddy Garcia. The Unforgettable Buzz. Earl Shores.
Earl Shores.
Sorry, Earl. Earl Shores came by the mall, knew we were going to be there. I invited him, and he came by and he was blown away. He took a bunch of pictures. He actually put it on his website, the Unforgettable Buzz website, and we had over a couple dozen people come by the sports memorabilia shop, come to the back and see us play. So that's part of being the face of the hobby. That's part of the whole game, the whole game.
Right.
Also on construction sites, took my Reggie boards, which are probably the most ruggedest EF boards ever constructed, Reggie Rutledge out in Texas. Brought his board to my construction site with a couple teams, and we actually just played EF on a hard case and everything. Yeah. So, cool. I mean.
I brought mine to work.
Scott Hooper has done it before. A lot of guys. So, I mean, part of being, is in everybody. Even the National, going out supporting these tournaments. Brian Phillips, Mr. Nobody, has been doing a good job getting around.
Yeah.
And, I mean, more power to everybody. But I threw that post out there just to see what the heartbeat, what the, you know, what was people saying, you know?
Keep your finger on the pulse.
Yeah, on the pulse. And, I mean, it was a lot of text messages I got. People calling me like, dude, what are you doing? You know you the one and only face of electric. I'm like, no. I'm old. This face is getting old. We need somebody else, you know? We need more people. And that's what that whole post did. And it generated a lot of, chatter.
Yeah.
I mean, some people, you know, some negative, just like your magazine. I mean, some negative, some good, you know, so.
Yeah, I like the good stuff much better.
Well, you got to take it all.
You got to take the good with the bad?
Yeah, right. You got to take it. It's not Candyland, you know what I mean? It's not sunshine and rainbows every day, you know. It rains.
Now, speaking of sunshine and rainbows. How about those picks? Oh, my gosh.
Dude, the Stack with Nash Show NFL Pick'em Challenge is on and popping, and none other than Mr. National is in the lead, okay? And we're not talking about your neighbor. That kid is – who is he? What is he picking?
Trent Mason. He's
picking with a Ouija board. What does he have?
I don't know what he's drinking. And I was like, what are you putting in your coffee, man?
He is doing good. I have a one game lead over P Double, Mr. Paul Pate, the baddest artist around and the producer of the Mr. National podcast. Folks, he's been slipping because he's the one that's supposed to organize this. We haven't been in the booth in a while. It feels good, P Double. It feels good to be back.
Yeah, good to see you.
Yeah, I mean, the last show we had a great show, though.
Yeah,
we had
Duff
Tom, we had Smokestack on.
You could just go back on the Stack with Nash Show page and listen to that and go way back. We had a huge archive of
podcasts. We are building a database, folks, and that is Stack with, not with. You know, we put that slang on it, you know what I mean? We got some swag. We like the Gridiron Buzz with the swag pack, you know what I mean? You got to get one of them things.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me get back to that website. So that website is StatWit, W-I-T, StatWitNatShow.com, and you can get in with the picks. You can see all the podcasts. And if you're over on Facebook, you can go to the Stat with Nat. And you can see the lovely ladies of Hump Day.
I think I might have sent you a text one day and said, TTF, or what is it? TFT.
Tuesday, yeah. TFW.
Big capital letters. Oh, my God.
Right. If you see such chick with a rack, you hashtag. You hashtag TFWT, baby. Hey, you got. If you ain't having fun, what are you doing? Okay?
Right.
You know.
So you're in first place. I'm in second, and it's pretty tight all the way down. Ustack had a good week, and kind of, and even Smokestack's back up in third where he belongs.
Right. Well, listen, it's no points for second. It's only winner is first place. It's no points for second place.
Hulk took a beating this week.
Did he?
Yeah.
See, sometimes, you know, the Hulk probably did. He tried to be risque, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
he tried
to pull
some of the upset.
Now, we're picking straight up winners. No spread.
No spread.
No fantasy football. No players.
No.
You just pick who's going to win each game. All the games every week.
Right.
And all season long. Yeah.
Nobody, listen, P-Double, nobody has ever picked it perfect for a
week. Right.
And this is, I mean, you've been in it the last 2 years. Me, Smokestack, and even Damon Lucas going back to the early stack when that show days did it. And I think the best week maybe had one loss or something, two losses.
Right.
So
I think I've seen, since I've been doing it, three losses maybe is the best.
Right, it's the best.
Two or three, something like that.
It's tough. Even without the spread, it's tough.
Right. So, and then what's going on is there's games like Detroit, Philadelphia. In Philadelphia, right?
Right.
Was that one in Philadelphia? Yeah,
it was
in Philadelphia, right? Everybody's gonna pick the Philadelphia.
Eagles,
So it's hard to make up a game, you know.
Yeah.
There's only two or three games a week that are really gonna make the difference between a winning this and losing it each week.
Well, this week was pretty tough because you had some games that can go.
By
I know
week.
the Bengals are playing somebody and you're like, what are they going to do? Is the Bengals going to show up or is, you know.
Right. Were they playing Buffalo or?
No, they're not playing Buffalo. They're playing somebody closer to their kind of, but the Bengals are at home. Tampa is playing the Saints. That's a kind of iffy game. Atlanta is playing Houston.
Right, that, yeah.
You know,
yep.
Houston, I think, plays in a dome. Atlanta plays in a dome.
Right.
It's in Houston, but that's like a home game to Atlanta.
Right.
Which Matt Ryan is going to show up.
Right. So anyway, it's hard to get out far in front.
Yes.
And
how about, here's a good game, P-Double, this week. You got Jacksonville going up against Carolina Panthers. That's a tough one.
Right.
It's
both
in Carolina.
Both backup quarterbacks.
Yeah. Is it going to be Minshew Magic? Or is that Kyle Allen or whatever his name is?
Right.
That guy
is for
balling.
Real? Yeah, is he for real?
Yeah. I mean, is it time to move away from Cam? I can see Cam moving to Atlanta. And Atlanta moving away from Matt Ryan.
I'm a big, huge Cam Newton fan, but he just hasn't gotten it together since he's got that foot problem or something.
Yeah, he's got all kinds of problems. And one problem he has is his dress code. I don't know what the fuck that guy is wearing.
Right.
I love his mental
stability.
His videos with the kids and I mean, he's a great dude, but come on, man. What is up with this dress? this new generation, I don't know. The guys want to wear pocketbooks. They want to wear scarves around their head. I'm not down with that. You saw me. I'm GQ. You know what I mean. I'm old school sports jacket. You know, pocket square.
Dress the part.
Dress the part. That's it. You know what I mean. I ain't wearing no heels. Okay.
Hey, I'm really excited about tonight's game because it's a big game.
The Rams in Seattle. Yes, in Seattle.
Yeah, that's gonna be a fun game to watch. I think. Wilson and Goff, great quarterbacks, but both have great defenses.
That's what I was going to say. I want to see Clowney and Aaron, one side with Seattle and
Donald
Aaron. Yeah, what's his name? Aaron Donald. Yeah, he's got two first names.
Right. He's a tough one to figure out, but once you get it, you still can't stop him. That guy, you know, every week, you know he's coming. Up the middle, they're double teaming him. He's just a beast.
Hey, P-Dub, I got a question to you and all our listeners, the thousands and thousands of listeners of the Mr. National Podcast. We want to thank you for always chiming in. We know for a fact the Hulk Jim Davis out in Detroit is listening, okay? kudos to you. We know Roger Fisher of GBN is listening, mm-hmm, okay? Mm-hmm. And Tennessee. And we know our boy keeping our border safe, Kit Kitchen, out in Kuwait is watching and listening and listening in. Okay, so this
he's always with us.
He's always with us, okay? He's like the force, you know what I mean? He's like the force. He's always with us. So this question is out to those three guys and everybody else listening. We do really appreciate this, taking the time to listen to this podcast. The question I had, and I was thinking about it today, the last 4 or 5 years, we had 4 great defensive players have great defensive seasons, okay? Khalil Mack. Mm-hmm. Okay, yep. Aaron Donald, J.J. Watt, and the guy in Von Miller over in Denver. Those 4 guys have been down. P.W., to you, which of those 4 has had the best season, has been the best?
So you got Mack, Miller, Donald, and J.J. Watt.
Yep.
Yeah, Donald to me, Donald. Yeah, I was going to say, Miller's pretty athletic, and so is J.J. Watt. But Von Miller's really athletic, I mean. But Donald and Khalil Mack, I was watching Mack play last week, and, dude, they're double-teaming him.
All the time. Well, all those guys double-teamed.
Yeah, they're all getting double-teamed. But, yeah, right. And he's just like, you know.
And J.J. Watt, what happened to J.J. Watt? He just, like, fell off. I mean, this guy affected not only the pass rush, but he stopped the run when he couldn't get the sack. Remember, he was batting down balls at a record pace.
Yeah,
he couldn't throw over him.
Yeah.
I think his NFL player, defensive player of the year, was probably the best of all 4 of them.
Right.
But he just, I don't know if it's the injuries. I guess it's the injuries.
Probably. He's just close enough.
Oh, yeah, he's just done.
But he's also the only one that's up the middle on those 3 is Aaron Donald.
Yes. Well, JJ is.
Yeah, he's more of an end.
Yeah, he is. You're right. But they move him all around. Donald is in the middle.
So he's clogging it up the middle, but still getting pressure on the. You know, he's playing the run. Because there's a difference on the defensive line. There's a difference between playing the run
and the edge rusher. And the edge rusher.
Well,
exactly.
even playing the pass, on a pass rush. You know, when you're on the interior defensive line and you got a pass rush, there's a difference between that of how you, you more fill the hole when you're on a run defense.
Right.
Right. You don't just pin your, you know, they say pin your ears back.
Oh, yeah, right.
Shoot the gap. Right.
I agree.
Right.
Aaron Donald.
Anyway, my opinion is there. My pick is Aaron Donald.
I'm going to say slight. Khalil Mack slightly over J.J. Watt.
Yeah.
And Aaron Donald
in third. I can see that. You know, Khalil Mack all around is just.
The turnovers he creates, man. The way he.
He's just.
That guy's insane.
Yeah, and I'd be afraid of him if I was a back. You know what I mean?
Right. You're in a room where you're like, I need a gun around me. Just snap me in half, okay?
Yeah, he's fun to watch.
What else is going on?
Well, so I'm excited about tonight's game. Next week, I don't even know who's playing next week, Thursday night. I can't remember. But I'm more excited about that game. And the reason I'm excited about next week's game is because I don't know if you follow Gene Sani on
Instagram. Oh, okay. I know where this is going.
Gene Sani, one of my favorite artists. Now listen, whatever your endeavor in life, okay, there's only one Michael Jordan, right?
Right.
He's the greatest. There's only one Muhammad Ali. He's the greatest.
Right.
Right? You know what I'm saying? There's only one Emmett Smith.
I honestly thought you were going to say Wayne Gretzky, but you went with Emmett. Okay.
Anyway, whatever your endeavor in life, you know, there's always somebody better. You know, so I try to be a good artist. But there's a lot of great artists that I look up to that I right. really like. Gene Sandy is one of those. He's awesome, man. The stuff that he draws. In fact, did you see his drawing of The Catch?
Yeah.
I looked at it and I was like, you know what? Every time he draws something, I hate him. I'm like, how do you draw something so good? Damn it. But then right. he inspires me to draw, you know, stuff. But then he draws The Catch and I'm like, oh man, it's like a dagger through my heart. Oh, I threw myself on the ground.
I seen it and I thought it was like, this is a gift from Mr. Nash. You know what I mean?
This is made for you, huh?
That's crazy.
It's kind of like Frank Jacobs made that Dallas Cowboys box, and I was like, oh my God, that's made for me.
That's so, made
but
for
I had right. to buy it.
So Gene Sandy, if you're listening, if you could do me up a Jerry Rice against the Raiders when he set the NFL touchdown record, hey, you know, that would look great. That would look great in the studio for the podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there you go. So, so next Thursday.
He painted up a Gronk.
Yeah, he's painted up a bunch of figures. He painted up the helmet catch.
Oh, did he? I seen the Gronk spiking, and that's going to be
Edelman.
At the beginning of the next game, the Patriots game or something like that.
Right,
I think
right.
the Patriots play.
Is it the Patriots? Okay, that makes sense. They're
yeah.
So anyway, I wonder if it's if they're playing the Broncos, or I mean the Giants. Huh. Who they play? Are they playing the Giants? Anyway, nope. It doesn't matter. On Fox or on Amazon, wherever you watch it, it's beginning though of the show. It's going to be like a short film in the opening of the show. Tudor Games, Electric Football are going to be on national televised. Gene Sandy's artwork and his figure.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, that's so awesome. I'm so excited about it.
And Doug alluded to it our last podcast. He was kind of saying, get to your sets early. So
Right. So I'm really excited about that. That's going to be cool.
And I got to call him. He says he wants to talk. I got to talk to him mm-hmm. about something else he has in the works that he wants Mr. National involved in. So
right.
So
I might know. I'll let him tell you what it is.
Oh, you even know what it is?
I think so.
Right. So. Well, I tell you what, Chris Botts is involved. I got to talk to Chris, and I got to talk to Doug Strom about it because they've been contacting me.
Okay.
And
maybe I don't know what it is.
You know, so I got to see what's going matter. On. You know, I mean, it's hard to talk to me. I'm a, what's the word I am? I'm a...
An introvert?
Yes.
Mr. Nashville's an introvert.
I kind of just get in my little, my shell or whatever. I don't know. I mean...
You know how I learned about introverts? My wife is an introvert. So when I first met my wife, I tried calling her. And, like, we got to know each other. You know, saw each other out or whatever, and I got her number or something like that. And then I tried calling her; she just wouldn't answer the phone. and then we even went out on it, but you know, like I texted her and we got together and we started, you know, going out on dates.
Right.
And then, but I'd call her; she just wouldn't answer the phone. She just wouldn't answer.
But you'll text her and she'll text back.
Yeah, so now I was talking to a friend of mine and I was like, yeah. He's like, how's it going? I'm like, I don't know, man. She doesn't, you know, I call her and she doesn't answer the phone. He's like, but you guys still been going out, right? And I was like, yeah. I mean, and he goes, so let me get this right. You go out, you have a good time, and she doesn't want to talk to you on the phone. I go, yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, right.
I looked at it differently. I was like, oh, this is cool.
That's
cool,
right.
So
exactly.
Yeah, and then so after years go by, I figure her out better, you know. And
right.
She just wants her time. She wants to do things on her time.
Right, I like that.
She wants to be
that.
Alone when she wants to be alone, you know, because that's when she recharges.
That's an awesome woman right there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Most women are calling you like, I, you know, you got to talk. You got to act interested, okay? Women, you got to act interested and listen to them because that's what they want. But you got
some of them. Some of them.
Yeah. What do you mean? Some of them don't want to talk all the time or?
Like I said, my wife is.
Your wife? Well, she's like, she's an anomaly. She's an anomaly, okay? Yeah, that's pretty cool. We can hook up, we make our date, we go out, we have a great time. And then next time we talk is about, the only time we got to talk is when we're going to see each other again, when we're going out.
Right.
And then we'll do that. Yeah. That's great. I love that.
Yeah.
I love it. Talk about anomaly. What about Adrian Baxter, okay, winning another gold ball at the Twister?
Right.
You know, this podcast has been brought to you by Electric Football because it has just basically been EF driven, which isn't a bad thing.
No.
Okay? They had the kickoff of the TOC qualifiers.
The new season.
The new season has started.
Right.
Okay. Let's
break it down for those new listeners that are just checking it out, looking at figuring out Electric Football, what's going on, and they stumble across the Mr. National podcast and think to themselves,
What is this?
What does this have to do with Electric Football?
And they
listen in and they hear about this TOC. TOC.
Tournament of Champions, okay?
Right.
I'm Mr. National. If you don't know, let me first of all tell you, if you're in Electric Football and you don't know Mr. National, you're not in Electric Football, okay?
Right.
That's number one, okay?
And so now if you listen to this, now you know.
Get what you heard, okay? You know what I mean? When you talk Electric Football, it's Mr. National, okay? That's it, number one. Who's that? That's that dude, Corey, all right? That's number one. And you are tuned in to his podcast brought to you by P Double, who's one of the baddest artists, but he looks up to Gene Sandy, okay?
Yeah.
Gene Sandy is great, but he didn't produce the Mr. National podcast, so you take a back seat.
Let me know when you start the Gene Sandy podcast.
Yeah, let me
I'll
know.
I'll listen in.
Then you can get with my boy P-Dog, okay, Gene? But, okay. The TOC is a tournament of champions. I think it's up to five different locations where they have qualifiers. Once you win one qualifier, you get the gold ball trophy, and you are automatically in the final eight, the end of the season in July. End of July is the...
And that'll be that's the sixth TOC event. In July.
Yes.
The
final chance to get your gold ball and get automatically qualified into the final eight. Because the whole TOC Tournament of Champions tournament is to see the top eight players in the nation. You can get in by winning one of the qualifiers, which is the first, has been the Texas Twister. That's Adrian Baxter. He's in. He's inserted in the final eight. The next tournament is the Buckeye Brawl, and that's coming up in Cleveland, Ohio.
Yep.
Okay. So then the next one after that, I can't really remember what's the next one, but they have five of these tournaments. And then the final, the championship, this year is going to be in Kansas City. Okay.
Is it really?
Yes. It's in Kansas City. Yep. All okay. Right. Kelly Newton, Weird Wolf. You know, that's another guy. The Wolf. I mean, Weird Wolf is kind of stepped back.
He's still a legend.
He's a legend. If National was the face of the hobby, Weird Wolf was like the heart. Okay. It was. I remember we were at one convention and Billy Campbell. Billy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Billy C. He's out in Paris playing Electric Football.
Right.
He has an Electric Football League in Paris. Okay. he comes up to me and Wolf, and he's sitting there and he says, "Let me get a picture, you know, take a picture with you guys," and we take a picture of me, Wolf, and Billy C. And he's like, you know, you guys can't get on the same airplane.
Right. Redundancy. Yeah, the backup. Yeah,
you guys can't get in the same plane. You know what I mean? I said, Billy, you are nuts. But
one of you has got to be the designated survivor.
Yes, the carry on. He is nuts. But Wolf, it's going to be in Wolf's hometown. Kelly Newton has really stepped up. He's probably going to be probably taking the thing by the bull by the horns and mm-hmm. doing everything. So
right.
That's the championship of the TOC. Okay, so you got five qualifiers. Then in Kansas City this year, the last weekend in July, is the last chance. That Saturday is one more tournament to get to punch your ticket into that qualifier. Win yourself a gold ball. And then Sunday, the top eight. We have the champions, and then you have the next two or three, however many point getters that has consistently finished high in the finishes of all the qualifiers, the top point getters, almost like a NASCAR thing. And this was like one of, you know, a lot of people put their heads together and came up with this. Bruce Watts was one of the first guys to actually come up with an idea of all the tournaments playing one rule set to crown one champion, Bruce Watts. Okay, so he give Bruce a lot of credit for that.
Yeah, it's a great thing for the hobby, because you got a lot of guys like Jumaane and Rafiq and these guys that everybody knows that go to all these tournaments. You know, they really, really, you know, make the thing happen.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, the first one that I went to was in Canton, because it's kind of not too far from where I live.
Right.
So I could drive there. And, you know, I had never really seen electric football at that level before. And so even if you want to, if you're just starting out and you're just looking at electric football, like, I want to see somebody play, you know, that's a great spot to go, because there's going to be great players there that are going to be really, you know, winning their games or trying to compete and trying to win. But you can also just show up there, you know, not if you're worried about, because a lot of guys are worried about, oh, I'm going to get my ass kicked. Show up and get your ass kicked, you know.
Right.
Because what happens is, like when I play Hulk, he doesn't even pay attention to what's going on, and he still beats me like 21-0. He could beat me 35 or, you know, 49-0, but he only beats me 21-0, you know.
Right.
Because he's trying to help me out. He keeps trying to help me. What he doesn't know is I'm kind of hopeless. But that's okay. I mean, you know, there's so much more to electric football than winning these games. You can go there and get your ass kicked, but you have the time of your life. I mean, I like I'm in a league. I like watching the other games more than I like playing, you know. Or I like keeping the standings and just talking crap with everybody, you know. And seeing how the people... You know,
right.
And then,
so what P-Dub was saying, just come.
Yeah, you have to check it out, man.
You got to come. Yeah. And like I say, the next one is in Canton, Ohio. Are you going to make it, P-Dub?
That's my wedding anniversary.
So ooh.
That weekend. So that, my wife and I.
November the 15th.
15th? Yeah. 15th, 16th, 17th.
Congratulations.
So my wife and I are going to be playing electric football on our wedding anniversary. But we're not. No. As great as my wife is, and as beautiful, you know, I'm the luckiest guy in the world. She does not like electric football. So,
all right.
You can't look, win them all, man.
Can't win them all, right? And you got to fight your battles, okay?
Right.
That is not one battle on, you know. Oh, for my anniversary, Kim, I want to go to the Buckeye Brawl. it ain't happening, okay?
But yeah, so anyway, long story, Adrian Baxter won the first leg of this year's
qualifier. The first year.
And so he's in. He's locked and loaded, ready to go for Kansas City. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
I mean, not surprising, though. He's not going to go all the way to Dallas and just roll over and lose.
No.
I mean, go all the way. It was in Dallas, right?
Right, it was in Dallas.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's a Cowboys fan, and he played William Chalmers, who was probably there, you know, with a heavy heart as everybody else, the great, the late great Big Salty Keith Chalmers. That was a great championship. And the Gridiron Buzz guys brought it to you.
I heard that it was a great tournament. It was just like one of the best tournaments as far as what they did and how they put it on and stuff. The guys down there had really thought of everything, you know, like the, just the little things. Like apparently they had like a out on the floor where they had all the boards. They had a station where you could charge your phone, you know, just like, you know, little things like that that made it comfortable for everybody and enjoyable. So well done, fellas.
Well done. Richard was there. Richard Arcade.
Arcade Games, great guy.
Right.
Yeah. I love watching. He goes around all the boards and gives you the scores. He just makes it.
I love hearing him talk.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Originally from the South.
Right.
You think I'd be able to figure out what he's saying. But I still can't. But he's...
Before we go, we are running down. We are winding this show up. Let's tell everybody about the Gridiron Buzz, the swag pack.
So you gotta gotta become a patron of the Gridiron Buzz, which they got a Patreon, which I don't know if you know that. Me being an artist, I know about that. It's a great way to support artists. Will use it like a great way to support artists. Mm-hmm. You know, so that I follow a few different artists on Patreon. My favorite cartoonist, Keith Knight. I pay him money. My favorite cartoon movie maker, Jim Lujan. An artist in Philadelphia, Jamar Nicholas. I haven't started on him. I got to start him. He's from Philadelphia. I think he probably lives right near you.
Right, I don't know the dude. Might got to get him to draw me.
Yeah.
And maybe he can do a character.
He probably already has. So and what it is like every time they make a cartoon, or you can do a monthly, whatever, you give them money. You know, every time they make a cartoon. And then sometimes if you support them enough, they'll do special things for you. Like send you a picture that they drew special for you or something like that.
Wow.
Super cool for artists. Gridiron Buzz, because we want to support them, they started a Patreon service so that you can, you know, they can get money for their network and continue going to these tournaments and broadcasting electric football, which is a great service to us all, because not only do we get to watch it and enjoy it, but you get to see the game being played, and it's a great, great way for people, you know, anytime they want to get exposed, you know, like they're curious as to what is electric football, and they watch it. And I mean, my brother-in-law watched it one time, you know, and was like, oh my God, this is great coverage. You know, they call the games. They have different people. I was enjoying listening to Rafik talk about the game this past weekend, because he was sitting in the booth, where I know you and I have both been in the booth calling games, and that's a lot of fun.
Yes, it is. And they open that booth up, and I mean, that is like a thrill to everybody who has watched or listened to it.
Yeah.
And those guys didn't want handouts, P-Double, you know?
No. And so they're going to return their swag pack as part of what their way to give back
to
their supporters.
It's a win-win. Win-win situation.
Right. But, I mean, supporting the network alone is enough, you know. But if you do support the network, then you get special treatment from the Gridiron Buzz, and you can get their swag pack. Which I don't know the details behind it, but you get figures, you get Crack and Plastic magazine, and I don't know other stuff.
Well, so, Crack and Plastic magazine was right there. That's like at the top of the chart right there.
You gotta get a copy of that.
You get included in raffle drawings and all kinds of stuff. So Gridiron Buzz, Roger and Dustin.
Yeah, they're
you
awesome.
You guys rock, okay? I love them guys. Especially Raj. Me and Raj text all the time.
Yeah, he's the coolest cat. On the last show, I don't think I told you much about the game day that we had at their place. Did I?
No, you didn't. I mean, do we have time? Can we talk about it? Do we save it for the next show? What do you want to do?
Well, real quick.
You are the producer.
Well, real quick, because game time's with kickoffs just right around the corner. That was off. What do they say? What do kids say nowadays? Off the chains?
Well, no. Off the chain is old, okay? It was dope. Used to be. It was dope. It was the bomb. And now it's kind of like, yo, it was lit. It was lit.
It was lit, you know? Yeah, that's lit. What Roger and I were sitting back, kicking back, like with our beers going, clink, this is lit.
This is lit, that's it.
Yeah. No, it was awesome, man. I mean, that guy set it up, him and Dustin.
Right.
They went the extra mile, man. It was so cool. Out in his backyard, he's got pavement. You know, like to where his garage and his barn or whatever set up there. He had tents, like, and because he knew Tego was coming with his Steelers and I was coming with my Cowboys, he set up a Cowboys tent and a Steelers tent right next to each other.
Oh, man.
And a Steelers board and a Cowboys board underneath each one. We played our game. Well, yeah, but he also had, like, a Ravens tent, I think, Bears.
This was all at his house?
Yeah, at his house. Damn. So it was pretty nice out, but it got a little bit warm. And so, like, the fences were covered with flags, all the NFL teams all the way around the yard. He had boards all around there.
And what then, part of Tennessee was this? What part of Tennessee?
Just a little bit out, just outside of Nashville.
Okay.
But, and then if you got, you know, you playing your games and I'll give you an example. Tego ate too much, I think. went inside to the Skybox Stadium, inside where they got TVs set up with college football on every TV, and stadium seating, not stadium seating, but theater seating, like you're in the movie with the couches, you know. Yeah, he just crashed out for a nap.
Nobody took a picture. Where was Karen at?
Right.
You know what I mean, it's either me or Karen.
Well, it wasn't even like, you know, the sleep cam. Like, you know, you usually catch him sleeping with an eye, you know, sitting in a chair. No, he had like the recliner. Kick back. Feet up, just, you know.
Right.
Sawing logs.
Right. It wasn't though he fell asleep. He was like, yo, I'm going to sleep.
Right, okay? Right. Be like, quiet.
You can take a picture all you want. I'm in this chair.
Right, like,
go to sleep.
Like his hand right under his belt, you know.
Oh, Al Bundy.
Yeah. Like, I'm crashing out right now. But, yeah, it was awesome. Yeah,
nice.
It was a lot of fun.
Well, like I say, Gridiron Buzz, dude, they got it, and they are running with it, okay? Much love to them guys. Keep doing what you're doing, Raj.
Yeah.
Doing it.
Most definitely.
Okay? Richard, RK Games, keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that, you know, strives or was nominated to be a face of electric football, do your duty. It's...
My thing is just participate. You know, I was watching Dr. Bob he's hilarious. You know,
he's like he's coming out of his shell a little bit. You
oh,
know?
Really? I don't know much about him. I've never met him, but, you know,
I've met him a couple times, but he hits on his posts and stuff. He's pretty funny.
And, you know, like Jamie, he's always on there, you know, with his whiz, with his figures, you know, or, I mean, his tweaking. All the time, you know. It's just all the time.
It's all the time.
Yeah, and anyway, everybody that's posting, you know, it's just so much fun to interact with everybody. And
That's it.
Just get out there. You know, don't be afraid to put yourself out there because you're going to get a lot of support and a lot of love.
You're going to get laughed at, but that's
yeah,
not
right,
bad.
Right. You also get picked on, but come on.
You get picked on, but that ain't bad all the time, okay? I mean... You got the Norberts of the world. You got the Ken Allen's been around forever. The Hulk Davis, myself, Smokestack. I just want the fresh blood. Take over. Take it over. I want to just sit back. I want to sit back and just watch.
And rest on your laurels?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. If that's what you want to call them, okay? Just fall back. Well, look, we want to thank you guys for chiming in. Me and P-Double, we got to catch the Thursday night game. P-Double, real quick, who you pick tonight?
I got Seattle. Seattle's at home.
Yeah. Me too. That's who I took.
Yeah,
Seattle.
Most people are taking Seattle, I think, in this game. It's, okay. hard. It's not a real compelling reason not to pick them. You know,
but
I mean,
the Rams have beaten them the last two or three times in Seattle.
I know, right?
And Rams are coming off a loss.
Right.
Are the Rams going to go, you know, lose two in a row? So
right.
It's
unlikely, right?
It was up in the air, but yeah. I took Seattle because they were home, and it's Russell Wilson,
yeah.
and that's what I went with, okay?
Right. Yep.
So I'm going to finish up my my Boston sidecar watching nice. The game.
I got some Oktoberfest waiting on me.
Nice. So. P-Double, I appreciate you, brother. Thanks for keeping this podcast going. Much love from the national one, the Fall, a.k.a. the Pretty Boy. The artist formerly known as the Pretty Boy. Salute you, sir. Thank you. Kick Kitchen, take us out of here, baby.
See ya.
Thank Peace. You for listening to Peace. Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast. Now that didn't hurt, did it? Check out this and other podcasts at www.stackwitnashow.com.